Bitcoin at $71,000. The Clarity Act and a Pence think tank's tariff challenge. Bitcoin crossing $71,000 this week is a policy story as much as a market story. Trump publicly backed the Clarity Act, a legislation that would create a comprehensive regulatory framework distinguishing between digital assets regulated as commodities by the CFTC and those treated as securities under SEC jurisdiction. And markets interpreted the move as a near-certain path to passage. Crypto markets have wanted this clarity for years. Regulatory ambiguity has been a genuine barrier to institutional adoption because an asset class that might be reclassified at any moment creates compliance exposure that most institutional risk managers cannot accept. The political context matters. The crypto industry moved heavily toward Trump in the 2024 election cycle, both in donations and in voter mobilization among younger male voters holding digital assets. The Clarity Act represents a direct policy return on that political investment, and it signals that the crypto industry's Washington influence operation, essentially non-existent 5 years ago, has matured into something capable of moving primary legislation. The most pointed Republican challenge to Trump's economic agenda came from an unexpected source this week. Advancing American Freedom, the think tank founded by former Vice President Mike Pence, released a report calling on Congress to reclaim tariff authority from the executive branch. The report quantified the cost of Trump's tariff policy at approximately 900,000 jobs lost alongside significant consumer price increases. This is not a democratic critique or a liberal economics institution. The small government, free trade wing of the Republican Party is using a Pence-aligned organization to put specific numbers on record against a sitting Republican president's signature trade policy. The structural question is a genuine constitutional one. Congress delegated broad tariff authority to the executive branch through statute, and what was delegated can in principle be reclaimed. The political obstacle is that enough Republican members would have to vote to limit a Republican president's powers, a calculation that requires either believing the tariffs are demonstrably harmful enough to justify that confrontation or judging that midterm voters will reward the move. Neither is a comfortable position. But the Pence report gives those members empirical ammunition and intellectual cover if they choose to use it.